Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, and Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate. Santa is flying around right now. You can track him on NORAD if you are so inclined. And Rudolph might get put into use in and around New York City and Long Island. We had a cloudy day with some sprinkles. We had a weak frontal system passing to our north, and we also have warm advection because a ridge is building to our south. So for tonight, we are going to see some patchy fog, especially across eastern portions of the area with that onshore flow. Now, for Christmas Day, our Christmas is looking like it's going to be a little warmer than average. The average high is about 42, and we are not going to have a white Christmas. The record snowfall is 7 inches set back in 1909, but no white Christmas for us, unfortunately. Going to be more like a gray Christmas. We're going to have lots of cloud cover in and about New York City and Long Island. And that is due to high pressure over New England creating an onshore flow and a temperature inversion trapping a lot of low-level moisture. So a so-called dirty high is going to be affecting us. But it will be above average. We're going to see temperatures getting to about 50 degrees. So not bad for the end of December. And for Monday night, we'll see lows in the low 40s. Now, as we go into Tuesday, we're going to be watching a big sort of gyre across the midsection of the country. We're going to have an occluding low and a very broad warm front. So for Tuesday, we'll deal with some morning fog. It's going to be another cloudy day with temperatures well above average in the low 50s. Starting Tuesday night with that warm front, we'll have about a 50% chance of showers with lows in the mid 40s. Now, that primary low in the midsection of the country is going to die out, and we're going to watch a coastal system form near the Carolinas and lift generally towards the region on Wednesday. So Wednesday is looking like a day with rain throughout. This could bring up to an inch of rain, give or take, to the area. It's going to be over a prolonged period of time. So we're not looking for any major flooding, but keep in mind we are a little soggy. Highs will be in the low 50s, and Wednesday night we'll fall back into the mid-40s. Now, we're going to have this frontal system lingering just offshore. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on any waves of low pressure developing along it. Right now, we'll call Thursday mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Highs will be in the mid-50s, and we'll see lows in the low 40s. But cooler air is going to start working its way in. So Friday, while it will be again cloudy with scattered showers likely, highs are going to be about 10 degrees cooler just in the mid-40s, and Friday night will be back into the mid-30s. Next weekend is looking to see temperatures more like average. It'll still be a few degrees above average, but we are seeing the pattern change over North America. Not sure how stormy it's going to be, but we are establishing a good cross-polar flow. So much of the eastern U.S. is going to get into some quality Canadian air starting the first week of January. So we've got one more gray Pacific air-dominated week, but it does look like things are going to get cold just in time for the month of January to begin. Who would have thought that January was going to be cold? Well, here it is. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You could find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JCWeatherNYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JCWeather.